From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rubble-held areas of Aleppo early today. Friday's attack comes on the eve of a new round of talks to curb the violence in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Saturday. It's the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Tens of thousands of civilians are believed to have fled Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from the Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes and government-controlled screening centers to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden says concern is growing over the safety of civilians.
And aid groups are worried because they're being told by Iraqi military planners that they're not going to bother setting up evacuation corridors for these civilians, that they're not going to worry about the screening centers to make sure that the civilians are sorted out from those who may be actually Islamic State fighters and just seal everybody in.
Meantime, some groups say Iraqi officials are telling them the lack of preparedness for displaced civilians is one of the reasons they now want to close off all escape routes from Mosul. This is VOA News. Two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including a contestant in Mr. Trump's television show